Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your groovy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 28th, 2014.
And this is episode 155.
Woo!
Thanks, babe, for always putting it there because...
I was putting what there?
Always putting the episode number.
Oh.
You know, because it really helps me out.
Sometimes I forget.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is the Valentine Cast. I'm Jay, and this is my lovely life, Renee Valentine.
I'm your life. That was so
yeah, my
nice.
Lovely life.
Life and wife.
My lovely life and wife.
We're the groovy couple, but man, are we the soggy groovy couple.
Yeah.
It's been raining we've been 24 hours.
Yeah, so of the 155 episodes, I'm pretty sure we've been soggy before. Maybe twice, actually, if I'm thinking correctly. or is it drenched? It was either soggy or drenched.
Soggy or drenched.
That we've done them both. And yeah, we're glad to have you here. It's been
hey, everybody.
It's another Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
We are on it.
I know. And
7:32, and we started to record.
We did, which is probably like 4 or 5 minutes sooner than what. Sometimes 10 minutes sooner than what time we normally start.
I think we're
and
awesome,
here's the odd thing. Renee's not going to say at the beginning of the show. Oh, we're sorry, guys. It's going to be a short show today.
Nope.
Because we did more than just Diablo this weekend.
Yeah, we actually did something other than lay around Diablo in TV.
As a matter of fact, we didn't touch Diablo all weekend.
Not a bit.
I thought about
that. And I was like, you know what? I ain't playing this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good bit during the week and stuff like that.
We did play some during the week.
So, want to take a minute and thank the folks over at prettylikesmusic.com for allowing us to use their music for the intro and outro. Also, Alpha Geek Radio, thank you for letting us live stream this. Now, you know, you listen to this thanks to the generous people at Alpha Geek Radio for letting us stream this live. It's just just beautiful.
Beautiful people.
And also, beautiful. Congratulations to Andrew Allen Trio and Coverville Records. Down to the wire, and all the supporters that backed their third album, they made it.
I bet they were sweating it out a bit.
They were sweating it out. They had some last minute promotions, which I wish that we could have took part of. If we could have raised our pledge $15 more, you got both albums. They did previously, and something else.
Okay.
But we already have one, but I wish that we could have, you know, upped it up, you know, 15 just to help support, but people came to it and people did it. And it's just wonderful. It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful, beautiful thing.
And, good job.
And you know what else is beautiful?
What's that?
Our live chat room.
Hey, chat room. We do have a beautiful chat room.
Man, you guys are looking lovely out there.
We do have Zabi and Muhogan.
Yes, yes.
He's on his way, but got stuck on a work call. So we know how that is. But he's in the room, so he's here.
Yep.
Punk Gopher is here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Punk Gopher.
What's going on, Punk Gopher?
JB Hanna.
Hey, JB.
Is here.
Hey, you never know, man. The last time we said that he wasn't, he was participating.
Yes, he was.
So he's here.
Hando finally made his way to the correct chat room.
Sorry, Hando.
And is also here.
We are so sorry. I'm not sure if you were in the Twitch chat room. I usually have it up, but I didn't have
it up.
Do you have
it up right now?
I have it up now.
Okay.
But this is what happens. I have it up, like, now, right?
Right.
And then what happens is no one joins.
Mm-hmm.
Then the day that I don't have it up, they join.
Well, always have it up.
I should always have it up. There that is go. Correct. I should.
Willie Nelson just joined us. Hello, oh, Willie Nelson.
What is going on, Willie Nelson?
Not the singer.
But he's just as famous.
But he's just as famous. In but my not heart. The little braids with the bandana. And on down the line. And
wait, time
we go.
Babe, that's Lionel Richie. It's Lionel Richie, you're singing.
Oh, what? Who is the Willie? Willie Nelson did the what is the song he's famous for? Crap, now I can't remember.
I don't.
You should look that up while I say hi to everybody else. Hi to Geek Daddy-O. Hey, Geek Daddy-O.
What's going on, Mr. Andrews?
And Diddy is also here. Hey, oh, Diddy.
You're always on my mind.
There's another one about traveling.
On the road again?
On the road again.
Oh, okay.
He did On the Road Again.
Always On My Mind actually is one of my favorite songs. It's another one of my favorite. I have.
Other people have sang it, though, besides him.
I know.
Is he the original?
I don't, let me find out.
See, he might not be the original.
I'm looking it up. Wikipedia.
I find it faster than you.
All right, so it's by.
Gwen McCrae.
Yeah, original artist was Brenda Lee. And Gwen McCrae.
I don't know who that is.
Huh.
So Elvis Presley did it.
So what? It's been recorded by Elvis Presley, John Wesley Riles, Willie Nelson, Pet Shop Boys, B.B. King, Michael Bublé, Mary Elizabeth Glenn, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. The things you find out on the Valentine cast.
And the Chipmunks. I got, oh, man.
Well, babe, you're always on my mind. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Hold on. Oh, my God. You know this is on
Fantasia Barrino covered this song.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Come on. Don't do a commercial. Here we go.
I might do a... Who's this?
Hold on. Oh, that ain't right. Somebody did that. Is it? I don't know. Anyway.
It was in 1988. The Chipmunks and the Chipettes Born to Rock. Cause we're the girls of rock and roll. Rock, 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 rock.
All right, so who else we have in
there? Everybody doesn't know that. That's everybody. Zob, that's everybody.
Oh, okay, that's everybody.
So, but yeah, everybody? Do you remember that Chipmunk movie where they had a race to find? Dude, I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great one. But I want to say hi to everybody. We are here.
Yeah, thank you all for joining.
We're a husband and wife team. we're a team, too.
Yes, we're a team. Go team.
There's a lot of things we do as a team.
We do. That is
tag
right.
Team things. That is right. We're bringing this podcast to you every week.
Oh, did we tell you Della hi?
No. Hi, Udella, even though you're not.
Well, Diddy's here.
Well, Diddy's here, so Udella's here.
I mean, he can pass the love along if she's not.
Hi, Udella.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's how we say it. That's how we say it. So, this weekend, we can start it off on Friday. I started my own call on Friday, so I wasn't doing too great Friday when Renee came home. I was a little discombobulated.
I was
in the funk.
Irritated.
I was in the funk. I admit. The bad part, it took me 2 days to realize it.
And every time I ask you, I'm fine.
Well, you know what? I had taken what happened Friday, and I had thrown it in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But yet, it was still affecting the way I was being, but I didn't notice it. So Friday, we went out to eat, and we went to go. Where did we eat Friday night? You remember where we ate Friday night? Huh? Oh, we went to Boomba's.
Oh, Boomba's Pizza.
Yeah, we had Boomba's Pizza. So Boomba's Pizza is a local pizza joint here in Louisville. A couple of pizzas have been featured on Food Network, blah, 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 you know. So is KFC's Double Downs, which is back, by the way.
Oh, I hate that it's back. I hate that it's back.
Right, right.
Hate it, hate it, hate it.
Right. So we went to Boomba's. We got some cheese sticks and a half and half pizza, which was delicious. It was great to sit down and chill out with Renee and not getting a call from work for the most part. Then I had to come back Friday night. I had some upgrades to do with my team, and we did those upgrades, and we were up until About 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock.
So yeah.
Yeah, and just take a quick moment and say hi to Ashy Three Classy Aaron from the Black Ass Nuts podcast.
Aaron,
what's going? Aaron,
sorry, I have no other way to say it.
But yes, Aaron.
A who called him Aaron?
No, Aaron from that one
Peenan and Keel.
Yeah, Peenan and Keel or something like that.
K and Peel, whatever.
But so we went there Friday. So Saturday morning we had our baby marathon class.
Yeah, we did.
So you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, I know I didn't talk about this, but Thursday we had our pediatric baby class. And that was cool.
Oh, that is right.
Because we got to talk to a pediatrician, and she let us know things to look for between, you know, birth and about 6 months or so of age. And it helped me be more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, no one knows what they're doing. And it's okay. And you're going to learn. And that was pretty cool. And we think we won her for our pediatrician. She was pretty laid back.
She was.
And we liked her attitudes about certain things. And
mm-hmm.
So that was cool. So then,
and it also helps that her office is in the same office as our doctor and our OB.
It's great.
Your OB.
It's okay, babe. You can claim my OB.
Yeah, can she be my OB too?
Yes.
So I have to say thank you to Punk Gopher. It was Key and Peel. Not okay. Keenan and Kill is
Keenan and Kill.
Keenan and Kill.
The old school. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, anyway.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah. So that was cool. So then the marathon baby class is basically everything. They cover from the third trimester of pregnancy up until your baby is like, you know, 6 months of age. So they kind of it's like a overall kind of thing. But I learned a lot. They had nice visual videos. We got to see a video of a woman in an unmedicated birth.
Yeah.
And
we saw a lot of birth.
I cringed a little, but that's okay. Yeah, there were a lot of birth videos. They didn't show any graphic birth videos, though. There weren't any babies coming out of vaginas.
They had that baby coming out of a vagina?
Where?
And the dude put it on his chest. The dude that had a kid already, and he's been waiting on a girl.
Oh, they showed the baby come out of vagina? I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, came out of vagina and dumped it, you know, because he helped pull it out and put it on the chest. I mean, I think they had a vagina blurred out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I mean,
you don't know, you're going to see everything. And the funny part is, you know, they give you word search.
If you don't want to look at it?
If you don't
want to
watch the video, they give you word searches that you can do while it's going on. And I'm just like, doesn't everybody have a phone? You know, you can get like Buxley's app, Word Find app, and use that.
I would just look at Facebook if I really didn't want to see it. But I learned a lot. We got to practice swaddling, which I'm terrible at. That's going to take some practice.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to the swaddling.
Yeah, but as far as diapering, I'm still a pro.
And I will say hello to JK Grammar. He is not in the chat room, but he does have us in his truck. So we're riding along with JK
on the road again
in Texas. Yeehaw, man. I want you to honk your horn 3 times and tell everybody, you say, woo, Valentine Cast.
Willie Nelson said that wasn't
a blur. That was fur.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Very nice.
So, but that was an excellent class, and it was great. I had a great time with Jay. It was a nice bonding moment for us.
It was
to be there. And if you are somebody's significant other and they are having a baby, I suggest you go with them to these classes.
Yeah, as much as you can. I mean,
as much as you can. We know some people aren't able to. But
yeah.
It's good
so,
to go, I think.
You know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to make these classes and be you know, and appointments and stuff. You know, I'm very fortunate. I'm very thankful for that. You know, and that's why, you know, when I am on call, even though I get funky sometimes, I'm very thankful. You know, for my job, I'm very thankful. You know, for my team. You know, And I'm thankful for you and your family and everything else. And then after we had the class, we came back home. Renee took a shower. I took a nap. And then once Renee got a shower, she actually took a nap as well, because we were going to go hang out with Adrian and Cole.
Ooh, and we had serious noms. Where do we have serious noms?
We went to Chewy's.
Ooh, and I could go there all the time.
Yep, and we got fajitas. And it was funny because they got fajitas as well.
I know. It was great. It was like couples fajitas.
Yeah, it was like couples fajita night.
And we get to talk about pregnancy, which is awesome, because yep. I don't get to like just dish about pregnancy all the time.
Right.
Because so that was cool. But we talked about other stuff.
We did. And it was good talking to them. And we had some very good conversations and stuff
we
like
did.
That. Talking about raising kids and everything else. And
the tough choices you have to make.
The tough choices you have to make. And you know, but yeah, it was really good talking with them. And then afterwards, they wanted to come to our house. We usually alternate whose house we go to when we have couples night. So we decided they wanted to come to our house because Adrian wanted to see the nursery.
Yep.
So they came to our house and she saw the nursery.
And they liked it. They were so excited.
And I panicked for a bit because so when I was getting the nursery ready, I had cracked one of the toilet seat up front, the guest toilet seat, because I dropped it. You know, I went to go do number one and I went and go pee. And then I dropped the seat down and it cracked. And so instead of, well, I don't have like spare seats around. So what I did, I took some painter's tape and I put it around the crack so it wouldn't pinch anyone if they sat on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody got to do what they got to do.
Right. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to change it. I went and got a seat. I even took the seat into the bathroom and set up beside the toilet and said, I'm going to change it. Adrian Cole came and I was like, damn it. I forgot to change it. So
Jay's panicking.
So I'm panicking and Cole's like, I gotta use the bathroom. I'm like, oh man.
It was funny.
And then so I changed
it. It's all right, babe.
But yeah, he said his seat happened to him too.
So hey, we're the only ones.
Right.
Happens to everyone.
So I changed it out real quick. I mean, it's not like it took a long time. So I got it changed out and everything.
And then we played a game that we haven't played before.
Yeah, we got to play Cranium. This is the first time we got to play Cranium.
And it's fun. So basically, you go around a map on the board, and there are four different kinds of cards that you can draw.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw a trivia card. You can draw a performer card. You can draw a spelling and word card.
Yep.
And you could draw and you could pick a drawing card.
Yes.
Or a creative card.
Creative. Star performer,
right?
The word card, and then the trivia card.
Yeah. Yep. And so it was so funny. So Jay and I were a team, and Adrian and Cole were a team.
Right.
Cole
was wanting to do guy against girls.
Oh.
But it was like, no, we'll be a team. Y'all be a team.
I want to be a team with you.
And that's fine. And so I always let Renee do the spelling ones because
he passes it off to me like,
I can't spell. I mean,
I think you would have done fine.
Babe. You had to spell
Could
words.
Could you have done asparagus backwards?
No. I can't do asparagus forward.
Yes, you can.
A-S-P-R-A-S-A.
Babe, you didn't even think about it. You didn't even visualize.
Well, that's how. You know when Cole spelled his?
Yes.
And
oh
she
my
said,
gosh.
Take your time. And he didn't even take his time. He went, Y-L. And it was zoology. And it was just habit. See, that's what would have happened to me. I know me, you know.
See, you got to visualize the word in your head. And then say the letters backwards.
No, I can't.
Can you visualize asparagus in your head right now?
No.
Try it. You didn't even try.
Makes my pee smell funny.
It won't make your pee smell funny if you just think about it. So
right.
Can you, I'm just wondering if you can visually see asparagus written down on a piece of paper or typed out on the computer screen.
So aspara, A-S-P-A-R. Agus. A-G-U-S. That's how I would spell it.
There you go.
Asparagus.
Asparagus, yeah.
But
and you can spell that backwards.
I guess I would have to say Gus. Then I say S-U-G.
G, yeah.
R-A-P.
No,
see?
It's A-R.
See, I already messed up. See, and that's what would happen when they would be like, no.
Anyway, those, and Jay got the drawing ones, because my drawing is atrocious. Even though I didn't do too bad on my watermelon, but you kept get some all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right. But well, whatever's. But and the funny thing with the drawing is that you had to have your eyes closed on some of them.
On some of them, yeah.
And the first one we had to do with our eyes closed was Old Faithful.
Oh, my God.
And that was crazy.
Nobody could get it.
Right.
I thought it was a tree.
Yeah. And Cole thought it was an old man because Adrian put a old man and then put a cross.
Yeah, she put it like old and then faithful.
Right. So she was like old man cross.
He got closer than I did. I thought water was coming out of the freaking roots of the tree.
And then Adrian and I just opened our eyes and looked at each other and said, "We're done. I'm sorry. I'm not doing this anymore." I went through like four pieces of paper trying to draw Old Faithful, you know. And, you know, I even drew a little clock, you know, and you got the clock.
Yeah, but that...
Because Old Faithful
goes... Yeah, it goes but off I still wouldn't so have... Often. That wouldn't have helped me.
Yeah.
I know that, but that's not like... Yeah. Anyway, so they're sculpting with Play-Doh, and it's a really fun game. I wouldn't recommend it for young children.
Yeah, it can be.
For young children?
How old?
Like 7.
Depends.
The trivia stuff is hard.
Well, they wouldn't do the trivia. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You pick and choose what
the
they
can drawing, do. The drawing? A 7-year-old drawing? They can do some drawings. Of that stuff?
They can do drawing. They can do charades.
The spelling? I had to spell pirouette. Not freaking spell pirouette. Anyway, so it was a fun game. Fun time. Check out Cranium.
Yeah, I think
it's a new party game.
I think it's going to be a party game I'm going to put in my on my wish list.
On his inventory. How many party games would that make?
4, maybe 5.
You're getting up in your party games. Yep. If you count your World of Warcraft Monopoly.
That I haven't opened yet. I do want to open it soon. But this is a what are these different things? A section that we haven't had in a long time. So here we go.
Segment?
What?
I shit you not.
Oh, man. So you guys would never know. Well, maybe you do if you're in the Tadpool or on my Facebook. But today, I'll tell you what. Even though we're not shitting you right now, we're shitting you not right now. Because what happened today, there was a dump truck, emptied its load or lost its load of recycled human waste. On an interstate ramp. Dump truck carrying recycled human waste.
Yeah.
And it emptied out the...
Yes.
The road was shut down for a few hours. Officials said the tailgate of the dump truck fell off, leading to the outpour of human waste.
Ew, I bet it stunk so bad. Now it said it was recycled human waste. Does that count for anything?
Here's what I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm not sure what recycled human waste.
What do you do with recycled human waste? So you know what? I'm going to play this for you all. So here's what happened. This is from our show, our news channel, WDRB. Here we go. Where is it? There it is. Come on.
An unpleasant, gross situation on a southern Indiana highway. Recycled human waste spilled everywhere shortly after noon today when a Kentuckiana concrete walls dump truck lost part of its load. It happened on the ramp from 64 West to 265 East in Floyd County. The road is closed as they clean. Crews hope to have it reopened within the hour.
It lost its load.
You should send it into TMS. I wonder if he'll get it in time, and I wonder if he'll play it. But you have to at least just try, because that is hilarious.
Okay.
Send it into TMS.
I will email this to Scott and Brian and see if they would play it. But it lost its load.
It did its load.
But I am still recycled human waste. What is it used for? I just don't. I don't understand. Oh, what? Really? Wait a minute.
What?
Using human waste to grow food and fight climate change.
Well, like maybe cow manure is used.
Oh, okay.
Jay's like, I don't. Well, think about it. A human waste would probably have more nutrients and stuff than a cow's waste.
Why do you say that?
Because we ingest more variety of things? I don't know.
Huh.
Would you eat crops that have been treated with human waste fertilizer?
Well, here
we
go.
Have a problem with that?
Human waste is used to irrigate and fertilize fields in many parts of the developing world where fresh water is unavailable. So like in Sri Lanka, International Water Management Institute published a report which suggests that there is great potential for wastewater agriculture to produce more food for consumers in urban areas. And I have to sneeze. Oh, God. So, yeah.
There you go. The things you learn.
So it's treated by a hot composting process can safely be used to improve the soil for food crops. So, interesting. That's pretty interesting. So, so that was, we haven't had one of those in a long time. So that was the, I shit you not. So, JK said that he couldn't honk because he would get in trouble. So let's go ahead and jump into some technology.
Let's do it.
Technology.
So you guys remember, you know, it wasn't even like August, you know, it was around August when, Insight, which was our cable provider here in Louisville, well in Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, was bought out, and we merged over to Time Warner Cable. So today, with the sale or the merger of Comcast and Time Warner Cable, as part of that deal, to keep from having Time Warner Cable having or Comcast having such a monopoly, they actually sold our, you know, Cincinnati, Louisville, Lexington cable market, the Time Warner cable market there, we got sold to Charter for $45 billion. Oh, wait a minute, not billion. I'm sorry.
Million, right?
No, they don't have a price in here. Sorry.
Oh.
$45 billion was the Comcast Time Warner thing. So we're like the redhead stepchild of cabling.
I feel like our region has just been passed around.
Right.
You know, it's just like,
where it's like, well, we'll take your spot and you guys go to Charter, you know, so we're going to Charter.
And I've never heard of Charter.
I've heard of Charter Cable, but I don't, I'm not, quite sure about Charter, you know. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't, what's her name? Our dog sitter. Didn't she work for Charter?
Maybe.
But yeah, so we're going to Charter. Not sure how I feel about it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. So I expect, you know, problems, outages.
More problems.
Yeah, because that's what happened when we switched over from Insight to Time Warner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm expecting nothing's gonna go as it should.
So all the employees that work for Time Warner Cable here in Louisville and Cincinnati and everywhere else, will be Charter employees, so they won't lose any jobs.
Yeah, they're just gonna switch their ID badges.
Yeah,
for new ID badges.
Yep.
Aaron said he has Charter now. Really?
No, he's asking.
Oh, he said what? We have Charter now, but not right now. Like immediately, it's Charter?
No, we don't have it. It's going to happen. Looking at the news here. Oh gosh, where it's going to happen. There's no date yet.
Okay.
So there's no date of when it's going to happen. It's kind of crazy. It's, I don't know. It's just frustrating because everybody has a different pricing and everything else, but. But yeah, so that's what's going on with the technology here in Louisville. So let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so a movie of the, a movie that we picked 2 weeks ago.
We watched it. We watched it.
And it was Arbitrage with Richard Gere. And that's his name, right? Richard Gere.
Yeah. Yes.
So we gave it a 3.
We gave it a three. It wasn't bad.
I think
bad.
If we could have gave it a 3.5, I would have gave it a 3.5, you know, if I could have. Even though I complained about it, you know, being Richard Gere, it was a Lionsgate was the people that owned the film and did it and stuff. There was a part in the movie It was good. It was about a billionaire. He's a rich guy.
He's a super rich guy.
CEO, you know, doing arbitrage, which they're taking profit from one company to make up for another company to try to sell it. So
he's trying to avoid litigation and getting found out, and
right.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff he's trying to avoid
getting.
And there was one scene that made Jay laugh.
Yeah.
Great.
So there was one scene, and a guy was talking to Richard Gere, and I'm not going to give away anything, and he was kind of like, I'm going to start my own business. And Richard Gere was like, I bought a business, and I'm moving soon. And he was like, you bought a business? What did you buy? He said, I bought an Applebee's. And then Richard Gere said, what's an Applebee's?
Yeah. I was like, I don't care how rich you are, you're going to freaking know what Applebee's is.
Right. So that...
It's like, come on now. But it was so, so out there and crazy that it made Jay crack up. It made him rewind it.
It was so awesome. I mean, it was like, oh man, it just died laughing. They wrote him so that... It's like, really? You're that out of touch? You don't know what an Applebee's is?
Yes, super out of touch. But it stars Susan Sarandon as his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find out who his daughter was.
Right.
Because she looks so stinking familiar.
Oh, yeah?
And Brooke Miller. No, Britt Marling. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Right.
I thought I knew her, but apparently I don't. Another Earth. But she's still working.
Right.
She
and it had
community. Good job.
So, and it had Nate Parker in there.
Who's Nate Parker?
He was in The Great Debaters. As well as
I didn't know he was in stuff, so.
Yep.
So, it wasn't bad.
Right.
It was, you know, Richard Gere, he looked better than his Google image photos.
Yeah.
They looked. He still wasn't Pretty Woman Richard Gere. Well, he never will be.
Well, he had a
but
lot.
He's older, lot, ruggishly handsome.
He had a lot of concealment. Concealer on. I mean, there was a couple times where he was laying down, you can see it, you know.
And Hando said that he think it was like Sotheby's. And Sotheby's is a rich people store. That's about all I know.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's a rich people store. See, poor people like me, we don't even know rich people stores. So maybe rich people don't know poor people restaurants. So there you go.
Right.
Sorry, Applebee's, for calling you a poor people restaurant. I apologize.
Oh, the common people.
The common people.
That's where we eat. Common people. That's
common
right.
People. Even I used to eat Applebee's all the time. Anyway, so arbitrage, we did it. So, Hando, if you're in WoW, would you be so kind as to open up your random number generator? If you're not in WoW, let me know. Sotheby's. Oh, the auction house. That is the auction house. Thank you, Punkover and Diddy. It is the auction house.
Oh, okay.
So, are you on Netflix?
Yes, I am.
What is our...
62 to 160...
160?
Yeah, just do that.
It sounded like you were... What?
No, because Small Town Security is at
that's not.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were getting ready to say something else.
I was getting ready.
I was trying to be a good co-host.
So,
and
you were doing pretty much what I did to Adrian when she was spelling Typhoon. And she said T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. And I just sat there. And then she said, I think there's an E.
We gave her a pass.
And she said E.
I gave her a pass.
And
she's pregnant.
Well, two. Now, if we were playing someone else besides Adrian and Cole.
We might not give her a pass.
I would have done the same thing.
Right.
But I think it was just funny. I want her to be sure. But it was funny that she wasn't. And she
I wanted her to be sure so bad. I'm like, please be sure, Adrian. You can do it. There's no E.
And that was, I think that's why you took it away from me. Because, you know.
I wanted her to be.
Yeah.
Right. But Hano's not in WoW. He said, I am unprepared.
He is unprepared. So what number do you have?
125 is our number.
125 is Little Black Book.
Please tell me what this could be about.
All right, Little Black Book has Brittany Murphy.
Oh, she died.
Holly Hunter.
Okay.
This is from 2004.
Okay.
It's a romantic movie.
All right.
Determined to learn about her boyfriend's past relationship, a talk show producer interviews his ex-lovers supposedly for an upcoming show. And I think I've seen this before. I have a feeling I have.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
That is dangerous territory.
It is.
I would leave your exes alone. Would I ain't going to talk to you. Why would I want to talk to your exes? No.
No.
Would you want to talk to mine?
No.
Okay. Well, then why do you seem surprised that I wouldn't want to talk to yours?
Well, because you seem surprised when I didn't want to talk to exes before.
Who, mine?
Yeah.
When did you want to talk to my exes?
I didn't. You seem surprised.
Surprised that you wouldn't want to?
Yeah.
I never think that you want to talk to my exes. That's not something that normal people do. Sorry for all you abnormal people that do that. But that's not normal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess
you leave your significant other exes alone unless they're good friends. Sometimes happens.
That's weird.
Is it weird for you to be good friends with somebody, you go out with somebody, and then your good friend goes out with the other person, and then they get married?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. That's just too much. I just think it's just too much. That's too much.
Too much? Okay. That's too much. Team too much.
Oh my gosh, Renee.
What?
You just didn't say that.
I did. Team too much. So we watched Game of Thrones. So what do you think about this week's Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones was great. It moved along.
Moved story. It definitely moved story.
Story moved along quite well. I like what they did with Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
Some redeeming things.
Yeah.
If he can be redeemable, you know. So it was pretty good. Can't really say a whole lot.
Oh no, you can't reveal stuff. But what's cool? I did find a wiki site that gives you the differences between the books and the TV series. So since I haven't read the books in a while, it was nice to know that I wasn't crazy.
Right.
And that there were some differences between the TV show and the book that I didn't remember, and I thought I was crazy.
Right.
Like a certain wedding was held inside in the books, and I could have swore it was inside the way I had pictured it in my head.
Okay.
I was like, I thought it was held, and it was outside in the book. So, because they had described it as inside, which is why I had it in my head as inside.
Okay.
But so it was really good. Peter Dinklage was amazing. He's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, and I want to say, I'm always supporting other podcasts and stuff like that. If you do, want to listen to a show that talks Game of Thrones and spoilery stuff, go check out Cord Killers. They have a spoiler zone at the end where they sort of talk about those things. So definitely go check it out. But yeah, I may have to go listen to it just to get my feel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones was really good. Housewives of Atlanta. Okay, I watch this trash TV. I love it.
So a little history on how did the Valentines end up watching
Housewives of Atlanta.
Housewives of Atlanta. If you guys remember,
I was sick.
No, I was sick.
You were sick. Okay.
If you guys remember, was it Christmas or after Thanksgiving?
I don't know, but you got really sick.
I got it was Christmas because I was off of vacation.
Okay.
When I had gotten really sick, there was a marathon going on. I did not want to move from where I was sitting, and that was the only thing that was on TV. I didn't want to watch. I didn't want to change channel or anything. Wait a minute, I think we both end up getting sick. I think we kind of flipped back and forth. No, you were fine. I wasn't.
Right.
So that's kind of where it all started. So we ended up finished watching the season of Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm embarrassed. No, it's not embarrassing because I don't relate to any of that. It's just crazy.
It's crazy. It is like a side that I'll never know.
Right.
The people are insane and they care a lot about how they look, which is not me.
See, I think that's a side. I think that side is a smaller percentage than
Oh.
than what we think.
don't know. In Atlanta, it just seems like everybody's kind of like that.
You see it more in Atlanta.
I see it more in Atlanta than I do in Louisville.
Right, but I still think that percentage is small.
Okay.
And if...
They choose the most outrageous people, obviously.
But you know what? I bet you if we were to go to the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, was it the Whiteout Party or was
the
it...
The White Party or whatever. The Daryl Griffith Party.
The Daryl Griffith Party. I bet you if we go to that, I bet
well,
you...
Well, you're supposed to be dressed up when you go
No,
to
I'm talking... Oh, you could be dressed up and not have an attitude.
So you think people have an attitude there?
I bet.
Anyway, but how of Atlanta, there was drama, there were words exchanged, and I love it that it has Candy from one of my favorite
Escape.
90s girl groups, Escape, on it, which is hilarious.
And her crazy mama.
And her crazy mama. Like, I think she was on Uppers or whatever, but it was nuts. But it was cool. So, and there's still one more to go with the husbands. This is the longest reunion show I've ever seen in my entire life. So, yeah. There's one more to go. So, and Mad Men.
And I was pleasantly surprised and pleased with this episode.
You didn't complain about how boring it was.
I didn't, because you know what? Dawn moping around was working me. You know, I don't.
You're like, okay, get up off your ass.
I don't like Dawn. You know, I don't like Playboy Don that's just going around screwing everybody. I don't like Mopey Don that's just like down under. Especially when it's like for the past two shows. It's kind of like watching Rick be Farmer Rick.
Yeah. It's kind of like Rick be Farmer Rick.
And it's kind of like, really, dude?
Or Piper just be passive Piper.
Right. So that's kind of what was going on there, and it was really working me, but I do like what happened with Dawn a lot.
Uh-huh. Which Dawn? Black Dawn, White Dawn.
Black Dawn.
Or
Lady Dawn.
I guess you say Lady Dawn or Man Dawn.
Lady Dawn. I like what's going on with her.
I do like what's going on with her, even though she had to go take care of Man Dawn.
Well, I think
that's not her job no more.
But I think, you know, because she is. He was nice to her.
That's true. He was one of the only ones that was really nice.
Right,
to
he
her.
Was really nice to her. So I but I that. Think she's gently. I think what's going to happen. I think she's going to gently say, "I have other duties that I have to do." You know, so and you know, but I think she's going to be. I think she's going to be his new Peggy. What do you think?
That would be interesting.
It would be
to see that happen. So, yeah. So Mad Men, good episode.
Yep.
Go on, y'all. Finally. It's the final season. So who knows what's going to happen. And then you went and watched.
Yeah, so there was two things that I watched on Netflix. One was Extreme Cheapskates, which is a TLC show. And the second one was Small Town Security.
Oh, yeah. That came out.
So the second season of Small Town Security was on. So I watched the show of Small Town Security. It was good.
It's so nuts.
Yeah.
It's small town people.
I mean, I enjoy it, and I understand this group of folks doesn't represent a whole town. I just know it's just their business and them. You know what I'm saying? And I just enjoy it, you know, because it's played up. Some of it's played up. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. And then I watched Extreme Cheapskate, and this last one was with Abdul and somebody else where the husband would always barter, no matter what. Like, he would even barter for gas. When he go to the gas station, he would say, "Hey, I need to instead of 253, can you do 245 and everything else?" So we had that going on.
Yeah, and I would be so embarrassed. I wouldn't go anywhere with
you. He threw an anniversary party for his wife for $25,
and she ended up liking it because. You know what?
They're a husband.
Their husband don't even remember anniversaries. I'm like, you are settling, girl.
Right.
It's like that I would have rather you did, babe, I'm gonna save my money and I do anniversary. And I would have been okay with that.
Right.
Rather than what he did.
Right.
Because that was just half aged. Right.
So Aaron asked in the chat room, have you watched Orphan Black?
No.
We haven't watched Orphan Black, but we did find out last night via Fanhattan that it is on Amazon Prime. Which we do have.
Oh, that's right.
And we're going to try to watch it.
Because all the other stuff we're watching, yes.
Because
I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, because we watched the preview of it on iTunes. Because it was like, oh man, I wish we could watch this. So I went to my handy dandy Fanhattan app. And we were able to see, I was able to see that it was on Amazon Prime. So I'm extremely excited about that because I didn't want to have to buy it. You know, so I think we're going to check it out. It seems pretty cool. It's a BBC deal. So yeah, I think it's going
to
be kind of cool.
I'm excited to watch it. The preview was very interesting.
It was. It definitely was.
So, yeah, it's good.
I'm trying to think when I want to talk about this, but, you know, when we're talking about Extreme Cheapskates, mm-hmm. and you're talking about She Was Settling, that brought up a thing I was thinking about this week. One of my pet peeves of people, when people complain, people that come back and say, well, you know what, Jay, you're complaining now, but there are people that are homeless. There are people that are starving, and you're being all petty about this one situation that you have going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pet peeve of mine, and it's not because I'm not in perspective, because I know when I complain, it's me vocalizing to work through my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this didn't happen to me. This is just a conversation that Renee and I were having. And I never understood when people was like, well, you complain, but there are kids that are homeless. And I was like, well, you know what? There are kids being killed or being sold off in slavery. So do we tell the kids that are homeless and not being sold off in slavery?
You better be glad you are.
You better be glad you homeless, because there's some other kids out there that got it worse than you.
And it's like, does it mean we can't ever complain about anything in our entire life?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm going to complain.
Right.
You know, if I'm out of guacamole and I don't really want guacamole, I'm going to complain for a second. I'm sorry.
Right.
First world problems and all, but, you know.
Right. So
it's okay to complain.
Here's my thing. If I complain, I'm in full, most of the time.
You're in full.
I'm
crazy
full
mode.
Perspective. Well, I'm in full crazy mode.
A lot of times, sometimes.
And that's me venting.
Yeah, that's you venting.
So if I'm complaining like that, that's me venting if I'm in full crazy mode.
Okay, yes.
If I'm really complaining and I'm, you know, I'm kind of just trying to work through it, I am fully aware there is someone or something out there in a worse situation than mine. And I realize that. But I need to work to that. I don't need someone to just say, you know, shut up. There's people out there that have it worse than you. You know what? Forget you. If you want to listen, listen. But I don't need you to, you know, be a dick. But then again, there are some people that, you know, may complain and they're full on and they're not in perspective. And maybe they do need that.
The kick in the ass. And say, look. Now, if somebody's complaining about not having guacamole for six hours a day for 5 days straight, I'm like, look,
right.
I'll give you like a pound of guacamole if you stop talking about how much you don't have guacamole.
Go get an avocado there, $10 for $10 at Kroger.
Kroger right now.
All you gotta do is go smash it up. You got a little mayonnaise or Miracle Whip or something. Do you put that in there?
No.
Or you just?
It doesn't have Miracle Whip or mayonnaise.
What does it have?
It has avocado.
Okay.
It has lime juice.
Okay.
It has salt.
Uh-huh.
It has pico. Some people has onions and tomatoes.
All right.
And salt.
Okay.
No creamy.
Some people do.
They do?
Because you remember when we went out to eat with Adrian and them, and Adrian asked?
Oh, is there mayonnaise in this?
Yeah.
That's
weird. I guess some people may add it to put moisture with it, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so that is the media that we took in. So let's go ahead and let's talk about some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh, yeah.
I have our Frog Pants totals for this week, and they are pretty darn good. We have some new people who joined the challenge.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of people.
187 people are now in the challenge.
Yeah.
The They have lost 1,488.3 pounds, so close to 1,500. Right. That is 7.96 pounds per person, so close to 8 pounds per person. So that is amazing. You all are doing awesome, and it's nice that we have a lot of conversation going on in our Frog Pants Loser group on Facebook, yep. which you can find at facebook.com/groups/frogpantslizit. And you can find information on joining the Lose It group as well as the Lose It challenge group. These are two separate things. So remember that. So I'm proud of everybody, and people are on there getting a little encouragement. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, they slack off a day and we're like, hey, it's okay to slack off a day. Just keep it in perspective.
Right.
So I'm proud of everyone on there. And I want to talk about WWE Cousins because I think this is a local joint.
Oh, it is.
So WWE Cousins is a burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like make your own burger joint. They give you a burger.
It's like Fuddruckers.
For those of you all who have Fuddruckers, it's like Fuddruckers. And first time I went to a Fuddruckers was when we took Deidre to freshman year at Vanderbilt, and we went with her new roommate and family to Fuddruckers.
I love the name Fuddruckers.
That's because it's easy to mess up if you say it too fast.
Always loved it. So we went to WW Cousins because we took lunch from the class, and mm-hmm. we were like, okay, so we have Moe's, this place, that place, and another place. And we was like, oh man, we haven't been to WW Cousins in a long time. And we normally don't come out here just to get it. So let's go get it. And we went and got it. And we got it good.
We got it good. It was so good. I love WW Cousins. So
yeah.
If y'all ever in town, we should go to WW Cousins. So oh, yeah. If anybody's ever and you like good burgers, and this is one of the best burgers I've had in Louisville, I ain't gonna lie. And they have all kinds of condiments and all kinds of things to add on your burger. They even have Lowry's.
Right.
Seasoning up there. So.
And I have to say, I mean, that's on the side of town. See, Aaron is like right next to. Oh, I thought you said you were going to vibrate.
I am. That was you.
Okay.
Jeez.
And I have to admit, that wasn't me.
Yeah, it was you.
So I have to admit, if I lived closer down on that side of town, I may go there often.
Okay, who was it? Was it you or me?
What are you talking about?
Yep.
No, it was my iPad.
Okay.
My iPad was turned on. Okay. So I have to say, I kind of was just glancing over, and I have to say, you know, Mr. Willie Nelson has right. the same shirt.
Look at y'all.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, great minds think alike.
So, WW Cousins, check that out. It's awesome. The burgers are great, and I really enjoy myself. And they had the most awesome chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my gosh. And the Reese's Pieces cookies.
Dude, don't even get me started. Ugh.
It was wonderful.
For some reason, that was way better than the first time I had it. So, now I'm going to be thinking about it. So, now I'm going to have to go back eventually.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised after you had the girls. You're probably like, Jay, I want you to go over to Fuddruckers.
Give me a freaking burger.
Get me a burger.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So cool.
All right. So cool. Let's go ahead and what? Let's go into a weekend wrap up.
No.
Oh.
Odds and ends.
Hey, you played the right bumper.
I played the right bumper, but I called it the wrong segment.
That's so, okay. It's so, just odds and ends.
So yeah, this is odds and ends.
We're not going back in time. We're not doing.
Yeah, it's not the beginning of the show. So. Just
one birthday.
Yeah, we got birthdays. So tomorrow, none other than Eric Taylor.
Eric Taylor. Who's Eric Taylor?
Clan of Darkness.
Oh, Eric Taylor. Okay, cool.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Also tomorrow,
Joel Duggan.
Mr. Joel Duggan from the Star-Crossed Comics.
Woo.
As well as the Citadel Cafe.
Yep. Happy birthday, Joel.
Yep.
Joel.
And we're going to have Joel on. I need to reply back to an email.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday,
it is Leela,
my namesake.
She has the same actual first name as me.
Yeah.
It's my sister's friend she met in college, and we hung out when I went to visit her at college. It was fun.
Let Renee hang out with all the boys.
It was great. So happy birthday, Leela.
Yep. And then on Wednesday is Kim Immel's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say thank you to him.
Thank you.
He's the one that hooked me up with some shirts
oh,
from
yeah,
where
yeah.
he had lost some weight and stuff like that. So big congratulations to him and his lovely wife, Jessica.
Yep.
For losing, I think comparable, almost the same amount that we lost.
Yeah.
And everything else. So congratulations to you guys.
Congratulations, guys.
She knows the love of the sausage gravy, of the gravies and biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and
that
gravy.
We talked about in Tadpool. So, man.
It's the end of the show.
That's a show.
It's a show, guys. And we've loved having you all with us.
We did.
And you can contact us in several different ways.
Way number one, you can reach us by email.
Mm-hmm.
The email address is
thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
You can also see our blog, which is
valentinecast.com.
The podcast for the feed is
Valentinecast.
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can call us. The phone number is 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen. Now, this is hard.
Okay.
It can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can do so at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee?
It's The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W.
Outro music is Pretty Lights. If I Gave You My Love from prettylightsmusic.com. Go check them out. Special shout out to the folks over at Black Astronauts Podcast. Mad love to you guys. I'm in that whole network. Also out to the ladies of the Pisces Life. What's going on, ladies?
What's up, y'all?
Also want to say a big shout out to JK Grimm and his crew over at 10 Forward Podcast. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you to Alpha Geek Radio for letting us live stream this. Thank you all, the listeners. Folks in the chat room, Punk Gopher.
Four Punk Gophers.
You know,
four times.
Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy out there. The internet's blowing up, you know. And then also, we talked a little bit about Geek Daddy-O.
We did.
Mr. Andrews. I hear he has a podcast coming up pretty soon. So maybe it'll be a special shout out there for our podcast of the week. And then also Scott Johnson started a new show, the Diablo Show.
Yeah, because he cannot stop making shows. He
right.
Has a problem.
And then also just all the Frog Pants stuff that's going on over there. Also go check out Mr. James Bartholomew. You know, he's doing some live streaming as well as April Ness. You know, check out Josh, Mr. Josh Baldwin.
We don't have enough music to everybody.
I have like 2 minutes still. And then Mr. Josh Baldwin, check out their I think if you go out in the Tadpool, you know, if you're part of the Frog Pants Tadpool,
which you should be,
there's a document out there that has all the Etsy stores out there, so go check them out. You can support some of our friendly artists out there. And then also what was I gonna say? I was going to thank, Nicole and them over at Nerd Parents.
Nicole and them.
Yep, and always Eric Mahler from...
They had a new show today.
I know. Mr. Eric Mahler from Mr. Mom Daily, as well as 8-Bit Mahler. But, yeah, that's it.
It's a show. It's a good show. I love hanging
Gopher,
out with you guys.
You know, so Mr. Andrews actually does 2 shows, in fact. So, good deal. All right, well, you guys...
Yeah, we're about to be out.
Have a great week.
Wonderful week.
This is Derby Week here in Louisville.
It is Derby Week.
And we did not talk a bit about it.
Because we don't care.
We care about Chow Wagon.
I said it. We ain't been.
Because it's been raining.
Okay. Well, then we aren't going because it's going to rain forever.
Yeah. So, all right. You guys have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, chat room. Thank you, guys.
I shit you not. Boops.